39 out of 41 Department of Veterans Affairs outpatient leasing projects are running behind schedule. Those delays range anywhere between 6 months and 13 years. Dave Wise is Director of Physical Infrastructure Issues at the Government Accountability Office and testifying about the problems recently at a House Oversight and Government Reform Subcommittee on National Security hearing. Dave, thank you very much for coming on the program today. You told the committee that VHA's leasing program has long-term liability of $5.5 billion as of April 2014. What does that long-term liability mean, and should that number raise people's eyebrows? Thanks for coming on.
Oh, Francis, thank you very much for inviting me. Yeah, that's a substantial number, and we looked at the entire spectrum of VA leasing, and as you, I think, surmised from the report, VA leases a large number of facilities in order to provide outpatient care for its for the veteran population, and basically that number represents an aggregate of the number of leases that VA is currently holding and the extent of those leases. Some of them are for, you know, extended periods of time, up to 20 years.
You write in this report and testified to the committee that you and your team looked at the schedule and cost changes over time just for these leased outpatient facilities and the way that VA is managing these programs and how they might be able to improve them. I note that you write in this report, and I alluded to it in the introduction, large majority of delays occurred prior to entering into a lease agreement, in part because of VA's Veterans Health Administration providing project requirements late or changing them or using outdated guidance. That, I suppose, is what you were getting at about the project management potential problems, at least?
Yes, that's a good point, Francis. It really is rather a stark picture that we found. You know, we selected 41 projects of the outpatient group, and of that number, we found that 39 had significant delays and or cost overruns, so it was a pretty much of a universal problem, and most of the problems can be ascribed, as you described earlier, to the problems with the changing requirements and the inability of the guidance. There were a few cases where, you know, there were circumstances beyond VA's control, but those were relatively rare, things like unforeseen conditions with sites and environmental issues. But for the most part, it had to do with changing requirements, the need for additional land acquisition, additional equipment that might or might not fit in the design. So these were a pretty consistent across the board issues that resulted in some very significant delays. Some of, I think, the most extreme case we found was over 13 years at one facility.
That is striking, and you have information about that in the full report. We have a link to that at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. And Dave, I know you're not here to talk about some of the very high profile cases of hospitals that are under construction through the Department of Veterans Affairs, like Denver and Orlando and others, but it strikes me that these are the same kinds of issues that we hear there about the changing requirements and equipment that doesn't fit and things like this that seem to be, you know, when I talk to folks in the real estate construction business and the requirements aspect of that, this is like real estate 101 in the view of a lot of those people.
Well, it does seem to be the case that there are a lot of situations where you kind of wonder why VA didn't think about some of these things prior to the leasing engagement. But we were left wondering some of those same things that you mentioned. You know, it just how do you not understand that, you know, you have a building that's too large for that current site and that you need to plan for that, or that a lease is going to expire and you need to, you know, make plans for being ready to move. And sometimes these were 2 or 3 years in advance that they were unable to secure another site or be able to fit all the issues together that would then, you know, make sure that you had an appropriate site for providing appropriate care.
You mentioned that you looked at 41 projects, and this report says costs increased for all 31 lease projects for which VA had complete cost data. Do I read that right? If I read it backwards, then, that 10 of the 41 that you looked at, they didn't even have complete cost data.
That's correct. But some of it was due to the fact that it wasn't in a far enough stage yet to be able to get all the cost data. We took as much of the cost data as we could up to that particular time that we were doing the work for producing that report. So it wasn't a case that there wasn't always data available. It's just that the data wasn't available due to the stage of the lease at that point. But in some cases, you're right, though, that the cost data was incomplete. But we focused on ones where we could acquire all the available cost data and found, you know, some pretty significant cost overruns in many of the projects.
You anticipated my next question, which was the context to, in which that 10 out of 41 number exists. You do write, though, first-year rents increased a total of $34.5 million, an annual cost which will extend for 20 years because that's the life of some of those leases. So these upfront errors wind up being long-term costs for the agency and for the government and the taxpayers.
Yeah, that's really a significant issue, and one that I think that the at the congressional testimony they took notice of. There's, you know, VA builds in for each year of delay a 4% increase in the lease. So, you know, it's a little bit, you know, perhaps your parents were like mine. They told you about the miracle of compound interest.
Yes.
You put your paper route money in the bank. Well, this is sort of the same mathematical principle, but in a very negative way. And so as a result, if you've got a 20-year lease and you're several years late and the costs are increasing 4% a year, well, over the long period of the lease, you can imagine what that does to the overall cost. It's a real significant price driver upwards.
So my takeaway from this, Dave, this is Dave Wise of the Government Accountability Office. My takeaway from your work, Dave, and your testimony is that VA is trying, at least. You write, VA's taken some actions to address problems managing clinic-leased projects. However, these improvements were in the early stages, and their success will depend on how quickly and effectively VA implements them. Are you confident that they have the infrastructure and the personnel in place to be able to do that quick, effective implementation?
Well, it's hard to say precisely at this point, Francis, but we're continuing to monitor the work the VA is doing. We have a couple of other ongoing engagements that will get at some of these questions, and we do continue to do our recommendation follow-up. As you may have noticed, the report itself was written a bit over a year ago, or actually published over a year ago, and the testimony was quite recent, but based on that work. So we're continuing to follow up, and we hope that VA will continue to move in the right direction in terms of implementing the recommendations, which would go, you know, a great way to helping improve the current state of play.
So the actions that VA is taking are on the right track. They maybe could just do it a little faster.
Well, fast and thorough. I mean, we hope that they've got the infrastructure to be able to you know, to get it together to really implement these recommendations thoroughly. But time will tell, and we're continuing to follow up, and we'll be doing that over the course of the next year.
Do you think there's significance to this passage? I note from your report, VA reported in October of last year, its leasing authorities now under the General Services Administration. That strikes me as a positive move because those are people who do this for a living.
Well, it's true. That could be true. We don't really know. We have a current engagement that's looking at some leasing issues with VA, and we do plan to look into that question. We don't know much about it yet because it's pretty recent. I think, you know, it's within less than a year. So whether or not there's been an impact or what impact it may have going forward, we don't really know yet. But that is a question we're very interested in and we plan to explore.